Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here's a recap of our stories from December 5th through the 11th. The Village of Plaskei held their annual Light Up Plaskei holiday event Sunday, December 6th. With social distancing protocols in place, children and adults welcomed Santa and Mrs. Claus to the village square and observed the lighting of all the festive decorations. Event coordinator Robin Phillips said the village felt like they needed to make the celebration happen to provide stability for the children of Plaskei in light of the pandemic. Area residents and businesses helped support the event with health and safety guidelines in mind. The event was sponsored by PROP, an organization dedicated to the preservation and revitalization of Plaskei. After nearly 18 months of renovation, CNY Arts Center finally presented the newly completed Community Arts Center to the public. A thank you presentation was made on Friday, December 4th, the center unveiling a glass arts installation recognizing donors and benefactors who supported the project. A holiday open house welcomed the public from noon to 3 p.m. on Saturday, December 5th, with tours and a take-home sampling of treats from the kitchen. For those who missed the grand opening festivities, the Arts Center is offering individual tours as requested. For more information about the organization, visit cnyartscenter.com or call 315-598-ARTS. COVID contact tracing and plans for winter sports were discussed during the Fulton City School District Board of Education meeting Tuesday, December 8th. Christopher Ellis, District COVID-19 Coordinator and Athletic Director, said the school system will now be handling contact tracing for cases within the district. The Oswego County Health Department reached out to the district, asking them to conduct contact tracing for cases within the district because they did not have enough staff to make all the calls. Ellis also gave an update on winter sports, saying Section 3 has approved low to moderate risk sports beginning December 14th. This includes bowling, swimming, and an indoor track team. Ellis said he is looking to start December 16th, with swimming and bowling competitions to begin in January. Also in the BOE meeting, Superintendent Bryant Palvino gave a report on the district's 2021-22 budget development and what the presentation will look like. There will be a budget workshop December 15th at 6 p.m. Doug Waterbury, 60, of Oswego, was arrested on December 9th as a result of an investigation from an incident that occurred in September. On September 30th, 2020, at about 7 a.m., a civilian complainant contacted the Oswego Police Department, reporting that an unknown male was exposing himself while leaning into a vehicle that was in public view. At that time, the complainant believed there was a second person in the vehicle. The complainant was able to provide police with a video and photographs of the vehicle that was involved in the incident. Waterbury was charged with one count of public lewdness and one count of patronizing prostitution in the third degree. Waterbury was processed and released on an appearance ticket due back to the Oswego County Court on December 17th. State police in Plaskei arrested Catherine E. Smith, age 33, from Hannibal, for grand larceny and falsely reporting an incident. On December 7th, state police responded to the Family Dollar store on State Route 13 in Williamston for a reported robbery in progress. Smith reported being robbed while getting into her vehicle by an unknown male with a knife. The suspect, demanding money, reportedly took $3,000 in cash, running off behind the building. During the course of the investigation, troopers located the reported stolen cash secreted in Smith's vehicle. Smith was subsequently arrested and charged with grand larceny and falsely reporting an incident. She was arraigned in Williamston Town Court and remanded to the Oswego County Jail without bail. Oswego Mayor Billy Barlow held a virtual COVID town hall meeting Wednesday, December 9th, addressing the increasing rise of positive COVID-19 numbers in the county, once again warning residents of the consequences of noncompliance with current health and safety guidelines. Barlow held a similar meeting 2 weeks earlier in hopes of encouraging people to make the proper decisions in slowing down the spread of COVID. Oswego is currently running at a 7.7 positivity rate over the last 10-day period, well over the average for a yellow, orange, or red zone designation. According to New York State color-coded zone metrics, the rates include the following: a 3.5% positivity rate for a 10-day period for a yellow zone designation, a 4.5% positivity rate over a 10-day period for an orange zone designation, and a 5.5% positivity rate over a 10-day period for a red zone designation. Barlow said the city is dangerously close to another shutdown, something the economy just can't afford. The mayor encouraged people to celebrate the holiday season safely by following established health guidelines and keeping gatherings limited to households only. The Oswego County Legislature held their last monthly meeting for 2020, Thursday evening, December 10th. The ongoing pandemic, coupled with shutdowns and economic uncertainty, produced increased undertakings for members this year. Adoption of a county budget and salary caps were the main issues discussed throughout the meeting. Minority Leader Thomas Drum made a motion to amend the budget vote, asking to reverse legislative salaries to the original amount relegated in the 2020 budget. Drum spoke of the need to be very cautious of what may lie ahead in 2021 in light of the pandemic and the economic upheaval associated with it. The amendment did not pass, with the original 2021 budget proposal passing. The new budget will lower the generic tax rate from $7.69 to $7.48 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Since March, the legislature has taken several steps to stabilize finances, cover unexpected COVID-19-related expenses, and prepare for decreased state aid and tax revenues. Chairman Weatherup said the measures would help stabilize the county financial position going into 2021. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.